Learning to Write Science Fiction from Virginia Woolf, published in the Manchester Guardian, April 2011. You can't write science fiction well if you haven't read it, though not all who try to write it know this. But nor can you write it well if you haven't read anything else. Genre is a rich dialect in which you can say certain things in a particularly satisfying way. But if it gives up connection with the general literary language, it becomes a jargon meaningful only to an in-group. Useful models may be found quite outside the genre. I learned a lot from reading the ever-subversive Virginia Woolf. I was 17 when I read Orlando. It was half revelation, half confusion to me at that age, but one thing was clear, that she imagined a society vastly different from our own, an exotic world, and brought it dramatically alive. I'm thinking of the Elizabethan scenes, the winter when the Thames froze over. Reading, I was there, saw the bonfires blazing in the ice, felt the marvelous strangeness of that moment 500 years ago, the authentic thrill of being taken absolutely elsewhere. How did she do it? By precise, specific, descriptive details, not heaped up and not explained, a vivid, telling imagery, highly selected, encouraging the reader's imagination to fill out the picture and see it luminous, complete. In her novel Flush, Woolf gets inside a dog's mind, that is, a non-human brain, an alien mentality. Very science fictional if you look at it that way. Again, what I learned was the power of accurate, vivid, highly selected detail. I imagine Woolf looking down at her dog asleep beside the ratty armchair she wrote in and thinking, "What are your dreams?" And listening, sniffing the wind after the rabbit out on the hills in the dog's timeless world. Useful stuff for those who like to see through eyes other than our own.